Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Hello, and welcome to Forever 35, a podcast about the things we do to take care of ourselves. I'm Dori Shafrir.
Well, hello there. I'm Kate Spencer.
And we are not experts.
But we are two friends who like to talk a lot about serums.
And this is a mini episode where we hear from you, we share your comments and thoughts, and we do answer your questions to the best of our ability.
But we ask that you please remember we are not experts, okay? We're just podcast hosts, and we always encourage you to seek support first and foremost from a doctor and or a mental health professional as needed.
And if you'd like to reach us, our voicemail and text number is 781-591-0390. Our email is forever35podcast@gmail.com. And you can always visit our website, forever35podcast.com, for links to everything we mentioned on the show. You can follow us on Twitter at forever35pod, on Instagram at forever35podcast. And you can join our Forever 35 Facebook group at facebook.com/group/forever35podcast. The password there is serums. And our sister podcast, G Thanks Just Bought It, also has a pop-in Facebook group at facebook.com/group/G Thanks.
That is true, Dori. I bought overalls inspired by that group, and I love them.
It's a great group.
It's a very fun. Caroline knows how to have fun, I would say.
She does.
While always being informative.
Yes.
I bought a mosquito. Yes. I bought a mosquito killing tool thanks to Caroline's advice.
Oh, does it? How does it work?
I haven't plugged it in yet, but I'm very excited to try it. But I feel like I take deep advantage of the fact that like we work with Caroline because I'm always texting her, being like, what's the thing that I need to get that does this? Like I do this to her many. I definitely take advantage of having her phone number in my address book.
Sorry, Caroline.
Apologies, Caroline, but you just know everything. You know everything. You know what to spend money on and what not to spend money on.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. So, Kate, what's going on?
Okay. Truthfully, I texted you about 2 minutes ago before we started recording, and I confessed that I'm feeling deep rage, and I'm trying to kind of like manage it. And you very good friendly were like, in a good friend way, we're like, why are you doing this to yourself? Today, my rage is deep. But like also what's also going on in my life is that my skin is very balmed. So like I'm trying just to focus on the fact that my skin feels good. And you know, I noticed you mentioned in your notes for the show, you know, just like we're experiencing fire season here in California, and it just feels like a time of deep grief all around. And so we talked about this at length on our show, but I'm just kind of like, I'm kind of in that space right now.
Yeah.
And it's hard. I feel like grief is so weird when it's, you know, like I've written a whole book about grief, but it was grieving like an individual, you know, right. and like the life I lost with my parent, but like, the broad, like this large kind of all-encompassing grief for humanity is a different beast. So I don't know. It's a lot to kind of grapple with.
It is. It really is.
Are you feeling that way about the fire, about fire stuff right now?
Yeah, the fire stuff is like really getting to me. I mean, we are, you know, we're like at the height of, I guess, I don't even think we're at the height, but we're deep in fire season here in California. And actually, it's all along the West Coast. I mean, a lot of people in Oregon have lost their homes, and I'm just devastated for all these people who have died, who have lost their homes. Just feeling like we're running out of time to do anything about this, and it's really scary. And I signed up for the Sunrise Movement, even though I might be the oldest person there. It's, you know, the youth movement for the Green New Deal and against climate change. But I do think they are the organization that's kind of most effectively organizing against climate change and for the Green New Deal. And they're really great about explicitly connecting climate change with the need to elect politicians who believe in climate change and are in favor of the Green New Deal. So I donated to them. I'm going to hopefully get a little more involved with them and just kind of do what I can over here.
It can feel so kind of like, what change can I actually make as an individual? But I do think it is so, I do think that's so important. Okay, you've inspired me. I'm going to do the same thing.
Oh, yay. When you sign up, they ask you for your age. And I was like, I was literally like, am I going to get a pop-up being like, sorry, you're too old?
No, everyone can be involved in supporting the Green New Deal.
Yeah, but they are explicitly, like, on their website, they're like, they're a youth movement. Like, I'm definitely not a youth anymore.
Well, have you had the kind of just depressing experience of when you have to scroll down for your year, like on the internet when you put in how old you are, and you're like, wow, I'm scrolling for a long time now.
Like, it used to not, scrolling.
Yeah, it used to not be that long, and now it's like, wee.
Yeah.
Well, that's so, really, I think that's, I really appreciate that that's the choice you made. Thank you for inspiring me.
Oh, thanks, Kate. Anyway, sorry to take it to this dark place, but...
Well, you know, I think figuring out the ways in which we, like, grapple with these massively devastating things that are going on around us and still figure out how to, you know, nurture, like, take a minute for ourselves. Because if we're not caring, like, if you aren't able to care for your, you know, just do some act of kindness to yourself, it's going to be very hard to help make change for others.
Totally.
You know?
Yes. Yes. I fully, fully agree with that. You know what has been a thing that has been bringing me some joy lately?
I don't.
I bought a desk fan.
Sorry. You know, it really cheers me up getting to talk to you on this podcast. And I want you to know this has really just elevated my mood.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that.
You bought a desk fan. Is it a tiny fan? Does it clip onto your desk?
It does not clip on. It's not tiny. I would describe it as compact.
Sounds like a little friend, like a little tiny robot.
It is like a little friend. Yes, it is. It's white. It's a Vornado.
Oh, yes. I love a Vornado.
And it has a little dial so you can really adjust the speed. It's not like set speeds. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Which I like. Has a little Energy Smart sticker on the front of it, which, like, who knows what that means? But I'm a fan, literally.
Oh, my God, Dory.
Sorry. That was really bad.
That was like me level bad.
That was you level bad. I know. I apologize to my fan.
Oh my God.
Gosh, someone stop me. No, but seriously, it's just a nice little pick me up on my desk.
Will you take a picture? I want to see what it looks like and see how it like fits on your desk.
Well, my desk is a mess. So
I won't be offended.
Don't judge, but here, I'll send you a picture right now so you can you can see it.
Thank you.
You can see how cute it is.
See, does your fan have a name yet?
No.
Okay.
I don't think I'm going to name it.
Oh, it's cute. Dory's fan is cute. I can confirm.
Thank
you, Kate. It's cute.
I'm a little skeptical.
It's got a little knob.
In your voice.
You're talking about a fan here. It's a
I know,
it's a
but
bit
it
of a
is
leap.
An especially cute fan.
It's fun to look at this photo because there's like a hand cream next to the fan.
What else can you spot in the picture, Kate?
There seems to be some sort of nail polish next to the fan also, or like a serum.
Oh, yes, yes. No, that is nail polish that I got when the publisher sent me a copy of Lester, the book that I mentioned in a previous episode. As part of their marketing, they also created a bespoke nail polish color.
Cool.
Called Lustre.
Wow, that's awesome.
And they sent that to me also. It's a very pretty kind of shimmery purple.
It's really pretty. I hope you give it a try.
I think I will.
I do love a fall like purple nail.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, let's take a brief break.
Okay, let's do that.
Because we have been chatting for a little bit, and then we'll come back and we've got a bunch of wedding questions, lo and behold.
We do. All right. Be right back.
BRB.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
I like to care for my skin, duh. And It's also something that I do love to kind of like get into the research on.
You do have a curious mind.
Look, I have a curious mind. I can't help it.
You do.
But today's sponsor, OneSkin, has made that easy because they do their own fantastic research for their products. In fact, their products are scientifically validated to improve your skin's health while targeting the root cause of aging. The secret is OneSkin's proprietary OS1 peptide. It's the first ingredient proven to switch off the aging cells that cause lines, wrinkles, and thinning skin, and they've got several studies to back it up. They also have an amazing new sunscreen.
Ooh, our favorite.
Our fave, it's the OS1 Shield Protect and Repair SPF 30 Plus. It's got the peptide. It's a mineral sunscreen. It's got antioxidants. It comes in tinted and untinted. I mean, like, what can't this thing do? I'm just saying. I love it. It's so easy to use, and I love that it's just like zoop, and it feels so nice going on. But don't take my word for it. OneSkin has over 4,000 five-star reviews and was recently recognized by Fast Company as one of the most innovative brands of 2024. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code FOREVER at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code FOREVER. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them, and please support your show and tell them we sent you. All right, we are back. And we're going to kick things off with a voicemail.
Hi, Kat and Dor. It's the TSS Jazz Suggester calling in just to say how tickled I am that y'all have been enjoying the tunes. My real question is, also, warning, all that listening to TSS Jazz got me knocked up, so FYI. But my real question is, I'm getting married in 3 weeks, and we are writing our own vows. And I was wondering if you've ever been to a wedding, or if you wrote your own vows for your wedding and like heard anything or did anything that really knocked your socks off and felt really meaningful. We're kind of starting from scratch here, and I just didn't know if you or your listeners might have any suggestions. Thanks so much for the pod. I love it. Listen to it every time it comes out. Take good care. Bye.
Well, look at that. TSF Jazz got her knocked up.
I mean, I listen to TSF Jazz and I'm not knocked up. So that's not going to happen to everybody.
Right. Your mileage may vary.
Yes, yes. But I'm happy to know that you got it on to the TSF Jazz DJs going, TSF Jazz.
We wrote our own vows. Did you write your own vows?
No. I actively didn't want to. The thought of being that vulnerable in front of all those people just did not appeal to me.
Well, you had all those comedians.
I think comedians do a great wedding. Like, they often write their own vows. And
although
it's
I guess
sweet.
We also had a lot of comedians.
Yeah. What are you are married to a comic? What are you
That's like? That's true.
Come on now. Kumail was at your wedding, right?
I retract my statement.
Yeah.
Yeah. We wrote our vows. I think I wrote my vows like the morning of my wedding.
Oh my gosh.
I think it was a very kind of last minute thing. They'd been percolating for a while, but I wrote them very last minute. I mean, I think, you know, just kind of think about like why you're marrying this person. Like, what are their qualities that you love and why are you excited to spend the rest of your life with them?
Mm. I like that, Dory. Yeah, I mean, you know, I would do whatever feels true to you and not worry about what anyone else is going to think. I mean, one thing that is always fascinating to me at a wedding is when the married couples prepare their own vows and one person is like very short and the other person goes on for 10 minutes. Like, it's just, you just see the people's personalities come through, which I really love.
Yes, yes, yes.
And it's always incredibly memorable, but I would say do it for you and not worry about how it's going to like present in this wedding. And maybe also in times of COVID, you are just getting married without hopefully anyone there. So maybe it'll just be you and your partner hearing them.
Yeah. I would say like, just try to speak from the heart. And like Kate said, don't worry about how other people are going to perceive them.
And since you are the TSF Jazz listener, you have to do your vows in French. So...
Yes, that no is pressure. The rule.
Yep. Bien sûr. Congratulations on all of it.
Congratulations.
Here's a text. Hey, Kate and Dory, can we talk about wedding gifts in the time of a global pandemic? If the couple is going forward with a small ceremony now with plans for a larger celebration next year, do I send a gift now or later? What if the larger party never happens? If I send something now and then show up to a future wedding or future party empty-handed, will they remember? The gift giving around weddings is absurd. Engagement parties, showers, the wedding itself, come on! But I do want to celebrate my friends and family, especially those whose plans have been upended during this crazy time. My idea is to send a card and something small right now to acknowledge their formal ceremony, then worry about the rest later. But I'd love to hear your thoughts. This is a family wedding and my mom is sending a gift while my sister is doing nothing. Help!
I feel like there aren't really rules around this.
No, what an interesting conundrum. That I'm sure other people, I hadn't even thought about like wedding gift giving in the time of Corona, but tis a thing.
I think I would ask the couple if they're registered anywhere. And if they are, just get them something off their registry and be done with it.
Yes. But also like one gift is enough. I think listener.
Yes. That's what I mean. Be done.
Yes,
with
agree.
It.
But I mean, this listener is asking like, do I get one thing now and one thing later? And what if they forget? And I think like, if they forget, that's on them. You know, like the gesture, the honoring of their relationship, the giving whatever you can give in terms of a gift, that is enough. And I agree with you. Like, it is a lot. Showers, engagement parties, what? Like, it's a lot.
Totally.
And like, that's not what it's ultimately about. But I understand the pressures of needing to, having to give gifts during these times. So I like this listener's idea of sending a card and then doing something bigger later. And if the big party never happens, just send the bigger thing along.
Yeah, but I feel like you can't really, if you send a gift, you can't really go wrong.
That is good etiquette, Dory. You're right.
You know?
Yeah, they're not going to be like, ooh, too early for this gift.
Yeah.
You know, exactly. Like I'm sure they'll appreciate it.
Totally. All right. Shall I read this next email?
Take it away.
All right. I'm wondering if you have advice for being photographed. My partner and I will be taking engagement photos soon, and it's been leading to a lot of nerves and anxiety. I've never liked being photographed. I feel like every time I see a photo of myself, I notice yet another physical trait that I just don't like or wish I could change. I know this is mostly in my head. I'm grateful and lucky to have a partner who will look at the same photo I'm hating on and call out all the things they find beautiful, but still. Any tips for feeling confident in photos, for rocking a good smile, and how to enjoy the photos when we get them back without being so hard on myself? I relate to this email so much. I feel like I could have written this email.
Keep going. Keep going. Roll with this.
Listener, I totally feel you. I've been dealing with this my entire life. It is the worst thing to then look back on photos of myself from 10 years ago and be like, oh, that's such a cute picture. And then remember that when I saw the picture initially, I was like, ugh, I look horrible. So like, what the fuck, self? So I feel you. I will say, I feel like this has gotten, I've gotten a little better about this lately-ish. Partly because I actually think taking selfies helps.
Hmm.
And like figuring out like how you look when you smile a certain way and like when you like the way you look and how you've kind of positioned yourself when you smile that way. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does make sense.
Like you're kind of practicing. I think it's fine to practice.
Definitely. I think that's fine. And to do whatever you think might help make you feel more like comfortable or at ease for these photos.
Totally.
But I do think it is good practice to go back and look at the photos of yourself that you hated, because I do the same thing, Dory, where I'm like, look how beautiful I am 10 years ago. Now I'm disgusting. And then like, right. You know, and then that's not true. But I do feel sad sometimes looking at these old photos where I remember that I did not feel good about myself. And then seeing in hindsight how, you know, like beautiful or joyful or nice I look. And it's just kind of gut-wrenching. And ultimately, you know, these photos, they're to capture, you know, this like joyful time in your life. And if you can focus on that as opposed to examining yourself and all the things that make you feel less than, that might help. But it's really hard. It's really hard. And I'm sorry you're feeling a lot of nerves and anxiety about this.
And I also think, like, if you're in therapy, this is a great thing to discuss with your therapist.
Definitely. And, you know, like, in a practical sense, I bet there are many YouTube tutorials about how to pose for photos.
Mm-hmm.
Because it is an art. And I have some friends who are actors who have had to, like, learn how to pose on red carpets. And there's, like, there's actual ways of maneuvering and, like, manipulating your body to take a better photo that, like, is a learned thing.
Well, and, you know, sometimes if you look at photos of famous people, you notice that they're making the exact same expression in all of their photos.
Mm-hmm.
And they have the same smile, or they're like posed the exact same way. They have practiced that.
Yes. Look at Jennifer Lopez. She has this kind of like open mouth stare that she does very well.
Yep.
It's not like that's like a physically trained thing.
1,000%.
And like, I have no, you know, do you have any idea how to pose in photos? Like, I feel like everyone always like turns to the side and puts a shoulder first that I'm like standing with my arms too straight. You know what
well,
I mean? Like,
I will say that the few times that I've had like professional photos taken, I've always felt like, okay, they're making me get into the most awkward position. Like, tilt your chin at a 37 degree angle and then raise your right eyebrow and wiggle your left ear and flare your nostrils. And I'm like, okay. And then I'm like, oh, that actually looks pretty good. So sometimes, you know, since you're having these engagement photos taken, like, you can tell the photographer, like, look, I'm kind of nervous. And, you know, I'm nervous about how I'm going to look. And I'd love any tips for helping me like get into the right poses or whatever, and they will help you.
I think that's a great, great idea. Let the photographer know for sure.
Yeah,
it's their job to help you with it.
Totally.
All right.
All right. Should we take another break?
I would say we should.
Okay, let's do that.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Hi. This is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
All right.
Okay.
We're back.
We are. So we're reading an email, and I need to apologize because this, I had wanted to read this email and it just got kind of stuffed in the inbox and I forgot about it. But it's a very adorable email. It's from a kid. I have no idea how old, we don't know how old this person is, but this is the message that we received a few weeks ago. OMG! Exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point. I can't believe you might be reading this on your podcast. I am on my mom's account. I am writing for two reasons. One, my mom is always listening to your podcast, so that is how I got the email. Two, my mom's birthday is coming up on August 28th. P.S. She is turning 35! Many exclamation points. P.S. P.S. I am her older daughter.
Happy birthday, mom.
Happy belated birthday, mom, who was born on August 28th and turned 35. I don't want to share the name that was given because I'm assuming it's a person who's under 18.
Yeah.
So I don't know how to give clues to this mom that their daughter broke into their email account and wrote to us, but it was so cute and so sweet. You have a great daughter.
You are a mom with a daughter of an age that she could break into your email account. Your birthday was on August 28th and you turned 35. It's probably your daughter.
You've got a cool kid. Thank you for listening to our show.
Yeah, thank you so much. That's so sweet.
It was so sweet. It was, I loved it so much. Dory, we got another voicemail from someone celebrating their birthday, and they were also really enjoying the fantasy we acted out at Dory's hotel. So let's give this a play.
OMG, ladies. Oh my gosh. 9:01 a.m. I'm in Northern California listening to this morning's mini podcast and Dory and your Kate fantasy vacation. Oh my gosh, I'm standing here, I'm getting ready for work. I've had just really been kind of down in the dumps. So my birthday was yesterday, 58 years young. Woo! But I think you need to make this a regular thing. That was so amazing. again, I'm getting ready for work, doing my routine, my face, my makeup, my, you know, legs and oils and serums. And I'm listening to this and going, oh, wow, that's so perfect. And you made my day. You made my effing day. Thank you so much. I love you guys. I've been listening to you for a while. I know it's Forever 35 and I'm 58, but I relate. So it's never too late. Okay. Thanks again. My name is Sandy. Shout out. Okay. Bye. Take care. Have a great day. Bye.
Thank you, Sandy.
What a peppy voicemail. It really kind of like brightened my day.
So nice when my work gets recognized.
We received much feedback about Dory's Hotel. We'll share some more because it keeps rolling in.
It sure does.
Lots of people suggesting we do this again.
And again.
And again. And I don't quite know how to capture Dory's Hotel. Dory's Hotel. Even the name makes me laugh. So we did receive this text message, which I guess it's a compliment. And with a question that I think we should answer. OMG, this fantasy vacation is like phone sex. Very breathy. Was it planned or rehearsed at all? Question mark.
Not rehearsed. Totally ad-libbed. I did write on our episode doc that, what exactly did I say?
It was just like,
I miss going to hotels. Like, I've been having this fantasy about going to a hotel. Then I just ran with it, as one does.
Look, Dory can't be stopped once she gets going, fantasizing.
Should I set up a 1-900 number?
Oh my gosh. But you just describe hotels?
Yes, exactly. You could call in and I will describe your hotel fan. Like, you can ask me for a specific hotel fantasy. Like, you could say, I want like a small inn on Oregon coast.
Oh, that sounds delightful. They have muffins, fresh muffins every
night. Yeah, exactly. Or you could say, I want like a resort in the Maldives. And I'll be like, okay.
You just put on such a sexy hotel voice.
Hey, that's my sexy hotel voice. All right?
You have one. We very breathy. We established this.
Yeah. And I'll advertise on late night television.
What if like I want a sensible, kind of affordable, super clean, like, you know, those kind of like one-stop Marriott's by the airport?
Like an Embassy Suites.
Yes.
Yeah. I know what you're talking about. I can do that too. That's in my repertoire.
And there's like a free continental breakfast that's
of
like pretty good.
Of course. But you also have a kitchenette.
Yes. Oh, it's so great. You can like steal the bananas from the breakfast and bring them to your
room.
You
know what? I think you're thinking of a residence inn.
I'm thinking of like a garden suite.
Yes.
What are these things called? You know what I'm talking about.
Yes. I know exactly what you're talking about. A sensible hotel. Yeah. Embassy Suites, I think. We stayed in a hotel like this at Disneyland. I believe it was a Residence Inn, but it had a kitchenette. Actually, not even a kitchenette; it had a full kitchen, but it also had free breakfast.
I can hear the sultriness in your voice now.
And a hotel with enough elevators.
And they're fast. And no, I mean, there's no one creepy in it with you.
No. So listen, I can really just.
You're taking requests is what I'm hearing. I'm
really taking requests on my 1-900 number. Can you still set up a 1-900 number? Do those still exist?
I have no idea. I mean, what a horrible scam.
What a horrible scam, because I could also set up my psychic hotline at the same time.
Jesus Christ.
Really, really getting into my side hustles here.
I did see an advertisement for kind of like a 2020 psychic hotline type thing. I feel like it was an app. I can't remember, but it was jarring. Mm. It was like a full-on commercial. And those things are still out there.
Wow.
Yeah, but you know, 900 numbers were like fan lines.
Oh, like, yeah. I mean, there were all kinds of 1-900 numbers.
Yes. And then I would call them, and then my mom would get so mad because it would show up on the phone bill.
Well, they were like $5 a minute or something.
Oh, my God.
Wow. You really called them? I was always too scared to call them.
Oh, I definitely did. And I definitely got in trouble.
Oh, wow.
But it was so tempting. Like the way you were lured into calling 900 numbers.
Yes. Yes. Ugh, those were the days, huh?
You know, I can't wait to do our 80s nostalgia podcast where we just pick a topic and just wax poetic about it for 20 minutes at a time.
Oh, yeah. Weren't we going to do that? Didn't we talk about that briefly?
I don't know. But like episode number one, 900 numbers.
Totally. Like the things that you're actually not really nostalgic for because they were scams.
Yes. Which like all of the 80s was a scam.
Yes. It's so true. Well,
stay tuned,
everyone.
Stay tuned for Dory's Hotel, the podcast, and then remember the 80s with two women, Kate and Dory.
Great title.
It's really good, right?
Yeah,
we're gonna be the top of the Apple podcast charts with Remember the 80s with Kate and Dory. Now, we do have kind of an 80s thing here in that we put out the call. We said we would do long distance dedications.
We did.
Delilah and Casey Kasem, if people wanted them.
Yeah.
Dory, the people have spoken.
Okay.
No one wants them because only one person reached out with a long distance dedication.
All right. Okay.
But we're going to read it.
We are.
So what we need you to do is cue up the song Leave On by Elton John so that you can play it immediately after this podcast ends.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Do you have it cued, Dory?
Yep, I'm ready to go.
Are you gonna? I could also sing it for you if you.
That's okay. Okay.
So here's this long. This person writes, "I'm not sure if this is a joke or not, but here goes nothing." FYI, I wrote back and I said, "It's not a joke." Long distance dedication, Jessica. I miss laughing with you and watching our boys grow up together. I'm looking forward to whenever we can return to normal life. I love you from your number one. So, Jessica, this goes out to you. Leave On by Elton John.
Isn't that sweet? That is really, really, really sweet.
So, that's how we're ending the show today.
That is. Well, it's been a pleasure.
So many chuckles. My mood is lifted.
Oh, I'm so glad.
I'm going to go back to feeling down, I'm sure, by the end of today. But
oh, no.
No, I'll just think of you and your little fan friend and I'll feel happy again.
Oh, good. Okay.
All right, everybody. Thanks so much for listening.
All right. Bye.